We're doing the laws in preparation for Rosh Hashanah. So the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, we Ashkenazim, we start saying Slichos the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. And if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday or Tuesday, so then we go to the earlier Sunday, so that we have more than one day to say Slichos, right? If Sunday would fall out on a Monday and we'd start the day beforehand, that wouldn't cut it. So then we end up saying Slichos for 8 or 9 days. Some have a custom to say Slichos at night. And it's not really the best minhag, but let's say you see you're not waking up for slichos in the morning. You know, it's that or nothing. So then go next door, they have slichos at night, and at least say the slichos. Get in at night. But the more proper way is to say slichos in the morning. The only time that we do say slichos at night, as Ashkenazim, is the first night of slichos. Most people don't get up early Sunday morning, but rather at midnight, Matzei Shabbos, everyone gets together in shul and says slichos. That's the one time, because after midnight, then it's okay to say slichos at night. But what many minyanim do is they say slichos at night for the balabatim, because people who are working and they have to go out to work, they don't have the strength to come earlier, or they don't have the time to come earlier in the morning, so they say slichos at night. But it's better to say slichos in the morning if you can cut it. Unless you're saying it after midnight, like the Sfardim do. We try to get a shaliach tzibur, the one who's leading the slichos and leading the prayers. We try to get someone who is honest, someone who's big in Torah, who does good deeds. And we try to have him lead the prayers and slichos and these high holy days. Preferably he should be 30 years old, and preferably he should be married. But all of these are preferences. At the end of the day, every Jew is kosher, so long as the congregation wants him to be the leader. But if he just says, all of you are in my apartments, so I'm going to be the chazan here if you guys want a roof over your heads, and everyone knows that he's a bum and no one wants him to be the chazan, that's improper. Just because he's the wealthy man in town, or he has some other strength, he's the tax collector, and he could report them all to the IRS, just because everyone's scared of him, that doesn't mean he should be chazan. Quite the contrary, if he takes the role of chazan by force, so then the halacha says the congregation shouldn't answer amen. They shouldn't accept him as chazan, so he could daven for himself. There is a custom that the one who says slichos wears a talis, but if you're saying slichos early in the morning, you can't make a blessing on the talis yet. The smartim have the custom that he does not wear a talis. When we say the slichos, we should be focused on what we're saying. That we're going to say one of the most powerful psukim, which is the 13 attributes of mercy, the pasuk Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'Chanun, that we all say in unison, is only said together. Some have the custom that they bow a little bit when they say that pasuk, and when we say that pasuk, we stand, and we should say it slowly and with intent. You're saying a verse that God revealed to Moshe. When Moshe was up at Sinai, God showed him the 13 attributes of mercy, and God told Moshe, I'm telling you, any time the Jewish people get together and say this, they won't go unanswered. Meaning, this is a very powerful prayer. Obviously, it doesn't mean we'll get exactly what we asked for, but it makes some dent, so to speak, in the will of heaven. Okay, we'll pick up here next time.